太福音开始读
The 26th chapter
26章
If you have your Bible nearby, I would encourage you to turn to this and follow with me as I read
如果你有圣经把它打开然后就跟着我当我读的时候
I'll read it first in the English and then you'll read on a we'll read in the Mandarin
我们先读英语然后再用中文读
Matthew 26, beginning with verse 17, listen to the word of the Lord.
马太福音26章17节，让我们来一同来听主的话。
On the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover? He replied, Go to the city to a certain man and tell him, The teacher says,My appointed time is near, and I'm going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house. So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me. They were very sad and began to say to him one after the other, Surely not I. Jesus replied, The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be betterfor him if he had not been born. Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, Surely not I, Rabbi. Jesus answered, Yes, it is you. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body.Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. When they had sung a hymn, they went out.To the Mount of Olives. This is the word of the Lord.
让我们一同来读第十七节到三十节，我们一块儿来读哈，一二三，请。除酵节的第一天，门徒来问耶稣说：“你吃逾越节的宴席，要我们在哪里给你预备？”耶稣说：“你们进城去，到某人那里，对他说：‘夫子说，我的时候快到了，我与门徒要在你家里守逾越节。’”门徒遵着耶稣所吩咐的，就去预备了逾越节的筵席。到了晚上，耶稣和十二个门徒坐席，正吃的时候，耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要卖我了。”他们就甚忧愁，一个一个地问他说：“主啊，是我吗？”耶稣回答说：“同我站守在盘子里的，就是他要卖我。人子必要去世。”正如经上指着他写的，但卖人子的人有祸了，那人不生在世上倒好。卖耶稣的犹大问他说：“拉比，是我吗？”耶稣说：“你说的是。”他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝福，就掰开递给门徒说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”又拿起饼来祝谢了，递给他们说：“你们都喝这个。”因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那一日。他们唱了诗，就出来往橄榄山去。这是神的话语。
Pray with me, please.
让我们一同来低头祷告。
Holy Spirit of God, be our teacher.
全能神的圣灵啊，做我们的老师。
Lead us into all truth.
带领我们进入一切的真理。
convict of sin and of righteousness and of judgment to come.
让我们真的是知道自己的罪，让我们知道你自己义的审判将会到来。
May we call to mind the things that we have learned.
让我们能回忆起我们所学的。
We want to be instructed by you.
我们想被你来教导。
Reveal truth to us this day through Christ our Lord.
今天借着我们的主耶稣基督来向我们展现你的真理。
Amen.
Amen.
It's been several years now that I've had the privilege and opportunity of ministering the Lord's Supper to you the first Sunday of the month.
已经有 好几年了，我都有这样的荣幸，可以每个月第一个主日来跟你们一块来领圣餐。
And I have felt deeply convicted that I need to take some time to teach about the Lord's Supper.
我心中就很肯定，我真的要花一点时间来教导主的圣餐。
Whose idea is this that we have the Lord's Supper?
主的圣餐究竟是谁的主意？
What are we doing?
我们在干什么？
Why do we do it?
我们为什么要这样做？
What is it supposed to mean to us?
这个对我们自己究竟有什么样的意义？
Now, the meal that we share, the Lord's Supper, is called by many different names.
我们刚才所分享的圣餐是很多人都有不同的名字。
We refer to the Lord's Supper or to Holy Communion.
我们有时候讲圣餐。
Some people refer to it as the Eucharist, a word from Greek that means thanksgiving.
有人把它叫做 Eucharist, 这是一个希腊文的这个意思，叫做感恩的意思。
There are many, and some of you are aware of this in Chinese, where they speak of the breaking of bread.
还有很多人，我们中文特别明显，我们把它叫做掰饼。
You remember when Jesus walked with the two men on the way to Emmaus?
你记得当初耶稣跟两个门徒一块走到以马忤的路上，在他复活之后。
They didn't recognize him.
他没有认出来他是谁。
Until he went into their home.
直到他进入他们家中。
And when he broke the bread.
当他把这个饼掰开的时候。
They knew who he was.
他们就知道他是谁。
And so that phrase has been used often in reference to the Lord's Supper, the breaking of bread.
所以掰饼就常常用来代表主领主的圣餐。
And in a vast number of churches around the world today, it is referred to as the Mass.
在世界上很多很多的教会都把这样的情况叫做弥撒。
And that word Mass often means similarly or the same as worship.
这个弥撒这个字实际上就是很相似于敬拜。
Because for the first few hundred years,When people talked of worship, they were talking of the Lord's Supper.
因为在最初的几百年，基督教的几百年的时候，当基督徒谈到敬拜的时候，都是谈领主的圣餐。
So you see, there are many ways people refer to Holy Communion.
你看，这有很多很多不同的方式，人们用来表达圣餐。
But over 2,000 years of our Christianity, nothing.Has caused as much division in the church as the Lord's Supper.
在将近两千年的基督教历史上，没有哪一个像圣餐这件事情给教会带来更多的分裂的。
It is that important.
就是如此的重要。
If you're a believer, this is of extreme importance to you.
你如果是个基督徒，这就对你来讲非常的重要。
Some churches, you see, believe that when they receive the bread and the cup, it is actually the body and blood of Christ that they're handling.
有些教会认为，当他们接受圣餐、接触饼和杯的时候，那实际上就是耶稣基督他真实的身体，还有他真实的血。
They believe that the bread and the wine has changed.
他们认为饼和杯改变了。
Others would say, no, it doesn't change, but when we pray over it, Jesus enters into them.
有些人认为没有，根本没有变。可是呢，当我们祷告的时候，为那些饼和杯祷告的时候，耶稣基督就进去了。
Still others would say, no, no. It is a spiritual experience because of the faith that I bring when I receive the body and the cup.
还有一些人认为不是这样子的，是因这是一种当我们带着信心的这种属灵的经历来接受这个饼和杯。
Christ is present because he is present in me.
耶稣基督 是在那边，是同在，但是因为他是在我的生命之中。
Then there are a number of churches who only see the Lord's Supper as a memorial of something happened 2,000 years ago.
还有些教会就认为这个圣餐就是一个我们来纪念2000年前发生的一个事情，一个纪念而已。
And there's a very small community of believers around the world who don't have communion at all.
还有一些比较少部分的一些基督徒在这个世界上，他们根本就不领圣餐。
So you see, these many ideas have caused Christians to back away from each other.
你看到这，因为大家有各种各样不同的想法，所以基督徒们都彼此远离。
Because they can't agree on the meaning of the Lord's Supper.
因为大家没有办法对于圣餐的这个意义有一个共同的意见。
Well, I am not going to solve all of those questions for you this morning.
今天早上我没有打算能够解决这所有的问题。
I'm not even going to attempt to do it.
我甚至根本都不想去做。
But there are some very basic things about the Lord's Supper I believe all of us can agree upon and need to respond to.
这中间，但是我觉得关于圣餐的有些最基本的这样的观点，我们大家都应该知道，而且必须要有回应。
First, the Lord's Supper being given as we do it is because Jesus said, "Do it."
首先，这个圣餐我们之所以这样做，因为耶稣基督说你要如此行。
It's a command of Jesus.
这是耶稣的命令。
A very special passage of scripture for me is the 28th chapter of Matthew.
一个对我来讲一个特别有意义的经文是
In that 28th chapter, Jesus says, "Go and make disciples."
是马太福音第二十八章，在这个地方，耶稣对门徒说：“他说，你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。”
He says, "Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit."
说奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And teach them everything I have commanded you.
我凡我所吩咐你们的，你都要教导他们遵行。
And that's what I'm doing this morning.
这就是我今天早上要做的。
I am reminding you that Jesus said, "You do this in remembrance of me."
我来提醒你，耶稣基督曾经说，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
So it's important to see that this is not just a tradition of the church.
所以非常重要，我们看它不是仅仅是教会的传统。
It was not a handful of apostles who got together and decided.It would be nice to do this.
不是一群使徒大家聚在一起，然后决定我们应该这样做。
It is Jesus who said, "Do this in remembrance of me."
实际上是耶稣基督说，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
Now I want to take just a minute to look at the fact that to remember something can have a couple of different meanings.
我们想花一点时间来看看这中间有几个情况。
I think it's a little easier to understand in your Chinese language.
想用中文可能更容易理解。
In my language, we have only one word.
用英文只有一个词。
Remember.
也就是记住。
Now, sometimes remember means to remember a fact or remember an incident of history.
有的时候记住回忆好像就是记住一个事实或者在历史上发生的一件事情。
That's not what Jesus is talking about here.
这个不是耶稣所谈的。
When Jesus speaks of remember, he means it is what I would call an affectionate lingering memory or picture of what Christ has done and told us to do.
当耶稣说纪念，其实我们翻译成纪念也是记住，他是说带着情感，带着深情的来记得，带着当时发生的这种情况，还有当时的声音，还有那些情感。
More than just remembering the incident, we actually take bread and a cup, and we look at the process, we look at the act again. That's remembering.
不仅仅是当我们去仅仅是领饼和杯，我们来看看其中的这样的过程，这就是中间的真正的纪念。
When you read the Lord's Supper in the Gospel of Luke, in the 19th verse of the 22nd chapter, Jesus says,This do in remembrance of me.
当我们 读到路加福音22章19节的时候，耶稣说，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Do you remember the scripture I quoted earlier when we took communion?
你记不记得当初我们先前在领圣餐的时候我所用的经文？
I said then that Paul wrote to the church at Corinth.
我说的是保罗写给哥林多的教会。
That's over in the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, where Paul teaches about the Lord's Supper.
是格林多前书，是格林多前书那个地方，当保罗特别教导主的圣餐。
And again, Paul says, "I receive this and I give it to you."
这个地方保罗说，我当日所领受的，我传给你们。
And in that passage, Paul says, Jesus said.This do in remembrance of me.
他说到，耶稣说，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
And so we do have the Lord's Supper because Jesus said so.
所以我们能有圣餐，是因为耶稣基督说如此行。
And we need to be obedient to Him.
我们要对他要顺服。
But then, this is important. We receive the bread and the cup.As a celebration.
然后我们来领圣餐是为了庆祝。
I'd like to eat.
我喜欢吃。
All kinds of food.
各种各样的食物。
There's a wonderful Chinese buffet very close to where I live.
在我住的家附近有一个非常非常好的中餐饱肥。
I have to go once a week.
我每个礼拜都要去一次。
And I get only one plateful.
我就只吃一盘而已。
I don't go back.
我不再回去重拿。
But that one plate is loaded.
那一盘可装得非常的满。
Oh, I love to eat.
我喜欢吃。
But what makes eating special is when we eat together.
但是对吃非常非常特殊非常重要是因为我们大家一块吃
In my family, it's Father's Day and Christmas.
在我的家里往往是父亲节还有圣诞节
And my children come.
我的孩子都来
I say my children.
我说是我的孩子们
They're all taller than me.
他们都比我还高
And they're in their 50s.
他们都是五十多岁
But they're still my children.
他们仍然是我的孩子们。
And we love to eat together.
我们喜欢在一块吃。
And you know what we eat when we get together?
你知道当我们聚在一起要吃什么吗
？Italiano.
意大利餐。
Pasta.
Pasta 意大利面。
Big bowl of spaghetti.
一大盆的意大利面。
But it tastes so much better.When we're all around the table having a good time of fellowship.
当我们大家都聚在一起，在桌子旁边聚在一起，有很好团契这样的情况下，吃起来就更好吃了。
So you celebrate birthdays.
你们庆祝生日。
You celebrate as Christians Easter.
作为基督徒，我们庆祝复活节。
Here in this country, we celebrate Thanksgiving.
在这个国家，我们庆祝感恩节。
We celebrate Christmas.
还有圣诞节。
And when we say celebrate, there are times when the families come together and they eat together.
当我们说庆祝，就是家庭全家在聚在一起，我们大家一块吃。
And you see, it is a celebration.
你看，这是一个庆祝。
It's a joyful time.
是一个喜乐的日子。
And this is what we do when we receive the bread and the cup.
这就是当我们领圣餐的时候，我们就是在做这件事情。
We're celebrating.
我们在庆祝。
Now you remember, in the passage in Matthew, they were preparing for the Passover meal.
你记得在马太福音的经文中间，他们是在准备逾越节的筵席。
The Passover meal is celebrated every year.
逾越节是每年都要庆祝的。
For the Jewish people celebrate the day that the children of Israel were brought out of bondage in Egypt and taken to the promised land.
以色列子民是来庆祝以色列的儿女当年 从埃及奴隶的那种情况下被解救出来然后带到应许之地。
So for a couple of thousand years, the Jewish people have gathered for their Seder meal to celebrate deliverance from Egypt.
所以上千年来以色列人都是聚在一起来庆祝他们从埃及得解放的那样的时刻。
Now you and I come and take the bread and the cup and we celebrate because Jesus has delivered us from sin.
你和我一块来领圣餐我们来庆祝因为耶稣基督使得我们从罪中间的捆绑中间被解放出来。
You see, you and I have had our own Egypt experience.
其实你和我都有埃及的那种经历。
Inside of us, my friends, we have been in bondage to sin.
在我们生命之中，我们是被罪来捆绑。
We're born as sinners.
我们生来就是罪人。
The scripture says, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
圣经说，我们是在罪中间就被造成，我在妈妈的肚里边就有罪。
And so there's a bondage.Inside of me.
我们生命中间有着捆绑。
And that bondage shows itself in the way I live.
所以这个捆绑就在我生命之中，我生活的方式中间就表现出来。
Greed.
我的贪婪。
Lust.
我的对性的这种。
Not telling the truth.
不来讲真理。
Carrying resentments for people.
在心里对人记恨。
Not willing to forgive.
不愿意来饶恕。
And it can be much worse probably than those things, for there are those social sins.
可能还有一些更加糟糕的罪，因为有些是社会本体群体的这种罪。
And so we see fights.
我们就看到征战。
And murder.
就看到杀人。
We see what's happening to people around the world today.
我们看到在这个世界上对人们所经历的。
That's the grip of sin.
这就是罪的这样的捆绑。
But Jesus Christ goes to the cross.
但是耶稣基督走向十字架。
And on that cross, as he sheds his blood, he defeats the power of Satan.
在十字架上，他洒下他的宝血，就是打碎了，就击败了撒旦的这种力量。
And Jesus says, as the children of Israel came up out of Egypt and their slavery,I'm going to set you free.
耶稣说，就像以色列的子民儿女从埃及从这种奴隶的这种捆绑之中这样出来，我就要像如此一样，就要使得你得自由。
Jesus says, "If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed."
耶稣说，如果儿子要让你得自由，你就一定会得自由。
Is that worth celebrating?
这个值不值得我们来庆祝？
Do you know that your sins have been forgiven?
你知不知道自己的罪已经被饶恕？
Has the Lord brought you up out of Egypt?
主有没有把你从埃及已经领出来？
You're no longer a slave to the sin inside.
你已经不再是你自己生命里边的这种罪的这样的奴隶了。
When I take the bread and the cup, I celebrate again freedom.In Jesus Christ.
当我们来领饼和杯的时候，我们再次来庆祝我们在主耶稣基督里的这个自由。
Deliverance through the blood of the cross.
借着在十字架上的宝血，我们得到了这样的解放。
Eternal life through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因着耶稣基督的复活，我们得到永恒的生命。
You see, this is why we call it a Thanksgiving meal.
你看，这就是为什么他们把它叫做感恩的宴席。
I take it and I say, "Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for me."
我们领这圣餐的时候，我们就说感谢你，耶稣基督，你为我所做的。
A friend, my friend, if you're still in bondage, Jesus wants to set you free.
我的朋友们，如果你仍然在捆绑之中，耶稣基督要使得你得自由。
And he has the power to do it.
他有这样的能力来这样子做。
Through the cross and the resurrection.
借着十字架，借着他的复活。
I love that verse of scripture in 2 Corinthians 5:21.
我非常喜欢在哥林多后书中间的一个经文。
Listen to it.
我们来听。
For God made Jesus Christ to be sin for us, though he knew no sin.
神使耶稣基督使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
That through Jesus Christ, I might receive the righteousness of God.
所以透过耶稣基督，我就可以得到上帝的义。
The one who never sinned became sin on the cross for you.
那位从来都没有罪的无罪的，在十字架上成为为我们成为罪。
And now you can be set free.
因此你就可以得到自由。
And become the righteousness.Of God in Christ.
就成为在耶稣基督里成为神的义。
It's exciting.
这非常的令人兴奋，是吗？
This is maybe one of the reasons when we are receiving communion and I see people talking or doing something else, it bothers me.
这就是为什么当我们领圣餐的时候，当我看到有些人在做别的事情，这让我心里很不舒服。
We're being obedient.
我们要顺服。
We're celebrating the good news of deliverance.
我们来庆祝得解放的这样的好消息。
Quickly, another word important. This is the introduction to the new covenant.
下面一个非常重要，这是一个新约，在对新约的这样的一个引进。
Our God is a covenant God.
我们的上帝是一个立约的主。
He makes promises to us.
他向我们来应许。
And he never fails his promise.
他从来不会使他应许落空。
But sometimes we do.
有的时候我们会如此。
And so God made covenants with Abraham and Noah and David and others. He made covenants. He made promises to them.
所以上帝跟亚伯拉罕、跟挪亚，还有跟大卫，还有其他人来立约。他跟他们来一块来立约，来应许他们。
But you remember, though God made a promise, the children of Israel didn't do their part.
你知道上帝来给他们有应许，但是以色列的孩子们、儿女们自己没有来做自己当做的。
They walked away from God and began to do other religions and forgot about worship.
他们开始远离上帝，开始来做其他的，来敬拜其他的神，还有其他的宗教，来不再敬拜上帝。
The prophets pronounced judgment on the people.
所以先知们就把神的审判来向他们来宣告。
But even though they pronounced judgment, they always reminded the folks, God says if you'll come back, I'll forgive you.
即使当他们来宣告上帝的审判的时候，他们总是要提醒以色列人，上帝说你回来，你只要回来转回转，我就饶恕你。
I made a covenant with you.
我和你立了约。
Now Jesus breaks the bread and hands the cup and says, This is my blood in the new covenant.
当耶稣他拨开这个饼的时候，还他说这是我的血，是为了新约所立的。
Oh, you say now, We erase the old one and we have a new one.
你说那我们把旧的擦掉我们有一个新的。
Not really.
不是如此。
The new covenant is the fulfillment of the old covenant.
这新约实际上是旧约的完全的一个成就。
The old covenant demanded a sacrifice for the sins of the people.
旧约是要求如果当人有罪的时候就必须要献祭。
The new covenant requires a sacrifice for the sins of the people.
新约同样要要求当人犯罪要有献祭。
The whole book of Hebrews shows you that the old covenant was not adequate or sufficient.
希伯来书整本书都说旧约是不够完全的。
Every year they had to slay the lamb for each individual to be forgiven.
每年他们都要杀羔羊使得所有的人都能够他们的罪能够得到赦免。
But the new covenant is...The perfect sacrifice has been made for all time.
在新约之中就是说这个最完美的这个祭已经被献上了被所有的人。
There never needs to be another sacrifice.
以后再也不需要再有其他的献祭。
Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world.
耶稣基督就是上帝的羔羊带走世人的罪。
Oh, I gotta hurry.
Oh, 我要快一点。
There's another thing I want you to see, and it's important.
还有一个方面我想请大家看非常重要。
We do the Lord's Supper because Jesus said, do it.
我们之所以要领圣餐因为耶稣基督说你们要如此行。
We have the Lord's Supper as a time of celebration for the good news of forgiveness.
我们领圣餐因为这是一个时刻让我们来庆祝因为我们有大美好的消息。
We have the Lord's Supper to remind us that the new covenant is in Christ, the Lamb of God, who has taken away the sins of the world.
我们在领圣餐是因为这次提醒我们，我们有耶稣基督，他是上帝的羔羊，带着我们生命的罪。
And then we come to the Lord's Supper as a community.
然后我们再来到上帝的主的这个 圣餐桌前我们是以一个团体一个群体来到一起的。
And we share together in that community the common cup and bread that reminds us we're part of one body.
我们在一块儿来分享主的圣餐来一块儿来提醒我们我们是一个身体。
If you have your Bible,Would you turn to 1 Corinthians?
如果你有圣经来翻到哥林多前书
Corinthians 1,
哥林多前书
Chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章
I want to start reading at verse 14.
从第十四节开始读
And we'll read back and forth.
Okay.
Therefore, my dear friends, flee!Run from idolatry.
他说我亲爱的弟兄啊你们要逃避就是跑走来逃避拜偶像的事。
I speak to sensible people. Judge for yourself what I say.
我好像对明白人说的你们要审查我的话。
Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the body of Christ?
我们所祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗
The word participation means coming together as community.
这个统领这个字也就是说大家来到一起像一个群体像一个集体像一个团体一样来到一起。
And is not the bread that we break a participation or a coming together in community in the body of Christ?
我们所掰开的饼岂不是像一个我们大家群体整个教会一同来领基督的身体吗
Now, are you following with me?
你有没有跟着我这个
Verse
17 节
Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf.
十七节，我们虽多，却是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
In the denomination in which I am ordained, we are not permitted to serve communion to an individual.
在我所安立的这个宗派中，我们不会允许传道人去给一个人来让他来领圣餐。
Now, if you are sick, in the hospital, infirmed, a disabled person, we will come to your home.To offer communion.
如果你要是病了或者住院了或者身体不能够移动或者有其他的问题，我们会到你家里或者你所在地方来让你领圣餐。
But in the denomination in which I'm ordained, I must take an elder of the church with me to represent the body of Christ.
在我所安立的那一个宗派，我去的时候必须要带一个长老来代表整个教会。
You see that?
你看到了吗？
And that elder represents and the elder takes the communion as well and represents the whole body to that person who is sick or in the hospital.
这个长老在那个时刻也一块来领圣餐，他是代表整个教会来陪同那个在医院里边或者生病的那个人一同来领圣餐。
It's been a number of years ago that I went to Korea to spend 2 months preaching in evangelistic crusades.
已经有很多年前，我曾经在韩国在那边来做福音的讲道。
I've never been to Korea.
我以前从来没有去过韩国。
It was all new to me.
对我来讲都是很新的事情。
The first Sunday I was there, I was not scheduled to preach.
在第一天第一个主日的时候，我没有讲道。
So I went to a fairly large Korean church.
我就去了一个相对比较大的韩国教会。
They sang in Korean.
他们用韩语来唱歌。
There were no English lines up on the screen.
在屏幕上没有英文。
I didn't know anything they were singing.
我不知道他们在唱什么。
And the preacher got up and he preached.
这个传道人上去就开始讲道。
Very fiery message.
好像充满了这个火力一样。
I think it was good.
我想肯定是不错。
But I didn't understand a word.
我一句话也没听懂。
And then they broke the bread and passed the cup.
然后他们就把饼掰开，就把杯开始分下去。
And I became part of the family.
我一下子就成了这个家的一部分。
I couldn't understand the language.
我没法理解，我没法听懂这个语言。
But I understood the bread and the cup.
但是我对饼和杯我明白。
And as we went forward to receive the bread, I extended my hands.And the pastor smiled. And I think he said, the body of Christ given for you. I don't know. It was in Korean. But I immediately felt one in the body of Christ.
当我自己走到前面的时候，把手伸开，林牧师就把饼和杯放我手上，他对我讲了话，我觉得我可以听懂，大概。他是在说，这是主的身体为你而舍的。我一下子就能感觉到，我就成为这个主的身体的一部分。
Some years ago, I was in Ecuador, South America.
几年前我又到南美的厄尔瓜多。
I was there to work with a school that is in English.
我当时是一个在跟讲英文的这个学校，我在那边帮助。
That was easy.
比较容易。
They said we want to take you to a village for worship.
他说我想，他们就告诉我，我要想带你去一个村庄来敬拜。
And so we started up into the mountains.
我们就往山上爬。
We came to this little clearing with a few huts.
我们就到了一个相对比较树比较少的地方，有几个草棚。
And we were taken to this one little hut where a bunch of people were sitting on the ground.
我们叫到了一个土屋一个草棚中间有一大群人 有一群人坐在地上
So I sat on the ground with them
所以我就跟他们一块坐在地上
But friends my legs don't fold like yours do
朋友们我的腿不会像你们的腿能那样子折起来
And they began to have their service
他们就开始敬拜
And it wasn't long before they were all upDancing and singing.
还没有一会儿，他们就开始跳起来，一边唱一边跳。
It was wonderful.
真的是非常的好。
I didn't understand a word.
但我一个字也听不懂。
I had no idea what they were singing about.
我一点都不知道他们在唱什么。
But their faces were light, bright and happy.
所以但是他们脸是发光的，非常的高兴。
And then the pastor got up and with great emotion he preached.
然后牧师就上去带着他真的是很强的力量很大的情感就开始讲道
It wasn't even in the common language of South America
甚至都没有用那个南美的大家常用的那个语言
It was a tribal language
就是他们那个部落的那个语言
I don't know what he said
我不知道他在说什么
But then they broke the bread
然后他们就拨开饼
And they handed us the cup.
他们就给了我们这个杯。
We all drank from the same cup.
我们就从同样一个杯里面来这样子喝。
Oh, you say, you get germs that way.
你就说哦，你会得感染的。
The church has been drinking from the same cup traditionally for 2,000 years.And I don't know a single case of disease that's come from drinking from the same cup.
等教会已经是有这样传统，两千年下来都是从一个杯子里，一个杯子里大家这样传着喝。我没有听过一个这样的情况，有人是因着领圣餐生了病。
I never gave any thought.
我从来就没有想过这样的情况。
The bread and the cup made me one with them.
这饼和杯使得我和他们是一体了。
I wasn't dressed like they were dressed.
我不像他们穿那样的衣服。
I couldn't sit on the ground like they sat.
我也不能像他们那样坐在地上那么舒服。
I couldn't understand any of the language.
我没办法听懂他们任何的话。
But we all understood the bread and the cup.
但是我们都明白饼和杯的意义。
And we were one body in Christ.
我们因此是在主耶稣基督里成为一个身体。
One other thing I've got to give you. I know this is long.
还有一件我要说，我知道有点长。
But I wanted to teach today.
我今天想教导。
And I want you to think about taking the Lord's Supper.
我想让你好好来想领圣餐。
Whenever I take the bread and the cup, I remember they are the symbols of God's great love to us.
每当我领饼和杯的时候，我就被提醒，他们是上帝对我们奇妙大爱的这样的标志。
God loves you.
上帝爱你。
God loves you.
上帝爱你。
God loves you.
上帝爱你。
I have a hard time believing that.
我常常觉得很难相信。
I know me.
我知道我自己。
And I've done nothing to earn his love.
我知道我没办法做任何的事情来挣得他的爱。
But when I take the bread and the cup, I remember these are the symbols of his love.
可是当我领饼和杯的时候，我再次被提醒，这是他爱的标志。
You remember the story of the prodigal son?
你们记得那个浪子的故事？
It's over in the Gospel of Luke.
在路加福音中间。
That's a great story.
那个是真是伟大的故事。
The son said to his father, "I want everything I've got coming to me."
这个儿子就到父亲那边就说，该我的你都要给我。
The father gave it to him.
所以这个父亲就给了他。
He went out and he spent everything he had.
他走了，然后把他所有的拥有的全都给花掉。
Nothing left.
没有一样留下来。
And this little young man wound up taking care of pigs.
这个年轻人后来结果落在败落到去照顾猪。
What's a good Jewish boy doing taking care of pigs?
一个犹太的男孩子怎么会去照顾猪呢？这干嘛嘛
？So he figures I'd be better off back at my father's house as a servant.
他就突然就想到，哦，我还最好还不如回到我自己父亲的家里去当一个佣人。
So he starts back to his father's house.
他就开始往他父亲的家走。
And as he's going, he's thinking, "What am I going to say?"
他一边走就一边想，那我到底要说什么呢？
I am not worthy.
我实在是不配。
Make me one of your servants.
让我来做你的仆人。
He's thinking about what he's going to say when he meets his father.
他就在想，当他见到父亲的时候，他到底应该说什么。
Do you remember the story?
你记不记得这个故事？
The father sees him coming.
这父亲看到他要来。
He runs out to meet him and embraces him.
他就往跑去来见到他，碰到他，然后就拥抱他。
What did the father say to the son?
这个父亲跟这个儿子讲了什么？
He said nothing to his son.
他对儿子什么都没有说。
No words could express how the father felt.
没有什么词可以来表达这个父亲他的感受。
And so he said, "Quick, get the long, beautiful robe and put it on his shoulders."
他就说，快快去把长袍拿来穿在他的身上。
He's restored to the family.
他实际上这儿子就重新回到家中。
Put the ring on his finger.
把戒指戴在他的手指上。
He now.Authority in the family.
他在现在就在这个家庭中间就有了权柄。
Put the sandals on his feet.
给他穿上鞋。
He's not a servant. He has status.
他不是一个仆人，不是个佣人，他有的地位。
Have you ever been in a place where you had a feeling that would not fit into words?
你有没有这种情况？你中间的，你好像词不达意的这种状况。
Had the father said, "I love you, son."
如果这个父亲说，我爱你，儿子。
The son may have thought, "What does that mean?"
这儿子可能就想，这是什么意思
？There was no doubt.
这个是不可怀疑的。
The robe.
因为有长袍
the ring,
有戒指
the sandals,
有鞋
I have given you the symbols of total, complete love and acceptance.
我已经给了你这个完全的爱和接纳的这样的标志
Every time I take the bread and the cup,
每次当我领饼和杯的时候
I see again the evidenceOf a love so great, I can't describe it.
我就再次看到这样的一个证据，这个爱是如此的大，我无法描述。
When I was coming into the denomination that I'm a part of, I had to be on trial for a while.
我曾经要在参有一个法律的这种。
They let me preach. I was on trial for a while.
当我开始讲道，他们就给我一个机会，要让我来练习，要来检验我。
I wasn't ordained yet.
那个时候还没有案例。
I could preach.
我可以讲道。
I could teach.
可以教导。
But I could not administer the Lord's Supper.
但是我没有办法来让大家领圣餐。
And I can remember at that church.
我记得在那个教会。
2 weeks after I was ordained.
两个礼拜，当我按立之后两个礼拜。
The pastor said to me, "You administer the communion this morning."
牧师就对我说，你今天你来发圣餐。
And I know this sounds strange to you.
我知道这个你听起来觉得很奇怪。
And I took the loaf that we always had on the Lord's Supper table.
我就从主的圣餐桌上 那块面包。
And I broke it.
把它掰开。
And for a moment I couldn't talk.
有一段时间我讲不出来话。
I was so filled. So filled.
我实在是非常的充满，被充满。
Overwhelmed.
我实在是很激动。
That I was going to offer to these people the symbol of God's great love.
我能够有这样的机会向人们来，向我们教会的人来，让他们来看上帝的爱的这种迹象。
My prayer for the Evangelical Formosan Church in Valley Forge.
我对这个台福教会的这个祷告是
is that you will never come to receive the bread and the cup, but that your hands tremble.
就是你当你来领受饼和杯的时候，你的手要颤抖。
We're being obedient.
我们顺服。
We're celebrating.
我们来庆祝。
We've been forgiven and set free.
我们已经被饶恕，我们得到了自由。
The covenant has been made with me through the death of Christ.
因着耶稣基督的死，我已经和主立了约。
I'm a part of the great body of Christ around the world.
我是在这个世界上耶稣基督身体的这个一部分。
And these symbols show me again what cannot be expressed in words, the infinite love of God.
而这个标志就再次向我表明，这些用我们 言辞所无法表达的上帝的爱是多么的奇妙，多么的无限。
I want to pray for you for just a moment.
我想为你们做个祷告。
Almighty God, I come to you in the name of Jesus.
全能的神，我奉耶稣基督的名来到你面前。
Human words can never affect and impact the life apart from the work of the Holy Spirit.
人的话语没有圣灵的工作，从来都不能够改变，感动改变人的生命。
I pray that in the weeks ahead, as people gather, it might continually be a celebration of our deliverance from sin.
我祷告在以后的日子里，当你自己的子民相聚的时候，我们永远就是来这样子如此庆祝。
And Lord, that as we receive these symbols of the body and blood of Christ, we may be overwhelmed with how great your love is to us.
主啊，当我们来领受你自己爱的这样的标志，让我们再次被你自己伟大的爱再次来充满。
I pray, O God, that the power of the Holy Spirit would hover over these people and radiate the truth and the glory of God.
我祷告圣灵的能力就在这些人，在我们这在座的人生命之中来运行，让他们能够彰显神自己奇妙的荣耀。
I pray all of this in the name of Jesus, our Savior.
我奉我们救主耶稣基督的名来如此祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 哈利路亚。